Okay, so there's a civil war in this country. Except instead of a war of weapons, it's more so a war of ideologies and political differences and beliefs. The funny thing is that it wouldn't even exist if people could just resist the temptation to belittle and treat each other with respect. Obviously, I don't mean resist the temptation to treat each other with respect. I mean resist the temptation to belittle and instead treat each other with respect, right? I just had to make that clear there. We lack the ability to have an open dialogue and rush to judge those who don't agree with us. On one hand, you have the right, which through rhetoric initiated by the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, ever since November 2016, when he came into office, the right have thus far been emboldened by this to voice anti-immigrant opinions, despite they themselves being immigrant. They laugh, or they lash back against accusations of racism so deeply that once they are done explaining why they are not racist, they have only achieved to cement in others' minds what they had originally hoped to dispel. Now, on the other hand, there's the self-righteous left, who, through the guise of morality, push their own views on others, you know, casting unrelenting judgment in the perpetual absence of forgiveness on those who would seek to disagree with them. All right, so the poor fight against the poor and the system that would seek to separate us from personal gain. What I mean is we are fighting the wrong people. And you see the civil war between the Democrats and Republicans, the red and blue. We're fighting the wrong people. We had an idea about who the right people were with Occupy Wall Street, but that obviously we lost interest because we are a society that, you know, has such a slow attention span. So the rich laugh as the lower classes are further divided by this phenomenon of groupthink and continue to capitalize from that very division. Basically, if there is to be a civil war, instead of focusing on politics, let's retransmit that focus toward that of income, one of income. Taxes are reduced from the rich as the economic divide continues to grow. We can't even afford a house out here in California. People say, well, you shouldn't live in California. You're paying for the weather. There's no reason the houses should be that expensive. What I can understand making a profit, but now you're taking advantage of people and you're pushing entire groups of people out of a state. Same thing goes for New York and other areas. Shouldn't we aim our anger and frustration toward those that would seek to expand that divide, i.e. the rich, the powerful, the 1%? And the answer is yes, obviously, is a rhetorical question, but we are so easily distracted by news headlines that it's easy to lose track of what actually matters. And that's the main dilemma.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.